This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you find yourself sitting on the next great idea for a whiz-bang internet company, Alexis Ohanian might be a good person to talk to. He's a co-founder of Reddit, which is an online social news website that had about 75 million visitors last month, give or take a couple of million. He's also the author of a new book called Without Their Permission, about his own experiences starting companies on the internet and why you ought to join that party, too. Alexis, good to have you with us.
Very happy to be here, Kai.
I'm trying to figure out what this book is, man. It's part memoir from a 30-year-old guy. It's part manifesto, and it's part, how-to, basically, right?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I've been really fortunate with a lot of the success that I've had, and there is something special going on here, thanks to the internet, which I'm pretty much convinced is not a fad. And I just want as many people as possible to basically be awesome on it. It's exciting to me because there's a lot riding on it. Obviously, from an economic standpoint, there aren't a lot of industries in the world that America still dominates in, but the internet and tech there is one of the few, right? The world uses Google. The world uses Facebook. One of the healthiest parts of our economy right now is the tech sector. And although I'm very excited to inspire a generation of entrepreneurs there, it's also about all the people who are going to create great things on those platforms. It's another generation of artists using Kickstarter to have films come to fruition. It's another generation of writers building an audience and getting to produce their work. And it's exciting. It really is.
Do they have to be young people? I mean, part of the thing that you talk about is how, you're a native and you grew up with this and you've got it figured out. But is it open to others? You make a big show out of the internet being open.
It is absolutely open. And really, the power comes from the fact that if you wanted to participate in the Industrial Revolution, you need to open a factory. And if you want to participate in the Internet Revolution, you only need to open a laptop. And that doesn't have any age requirements.
Okay. So if the barriers to entry are as low as they obviously are, and if you don't necessarily need to know what you're doing on the Internet to make a gazillion dollars, how come we're not all Internet gazillionaires?
Well, because like anything in life, it is not that easy. There is
aha.
The barriers are indeed low. This is the gift and the curse, as to paraphrase Jay-Z. The gift, right, is anyone can get online. You gotta give respect.
You got it, man. No, I get it.
And when anyone can have that, stage, so to speak, for their ideas, that's great because it means anyone can have a stage. It is also a problem because anyone can have a stage, and thus there is a lot more noise.
I'll just come out and say it. You guys didn't know what you were doing when you started Reddit, and you are
still
very upfront about that. But that was eons ago in internet time. Can you still not know what you're doing? Just wing it and get away with it, starting a business on the internet?
Yes, and I'll tell you, I think not enough of us who have had some success are willing to really admit how little we actually know about what we're doing. Yes, past experience helps. But at the end of the day, if we're not constantly pushing ourselves to get into positions where we're doing something a little different or a little out of the ordinary that makes us a little uncomfortable, we're not really growing. And the sooner we come to terms with that, the better, because then we can actually start pushing boundaries, but actually start innovating and doing new stuff because there is no precedent.
One more thing before I let you go. Do you find any irony in the fact that you, internet entrepreneur guy, actually wound up with a printed book on paper to get your message in?
As someone who also started a book publisher, I love the smell of books. I love the smell of it. It is a wee bit ironic. I'll grant you that. But I'll tell you, if my apartment is any evidence, I still have way too many books, if there is such a thing. So I'm quite content with that irony.
Alexis Ohanian, his book is called Without Their Permission. You might have heard of a company he started. It's called Reddit. Alexis, thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much, Kai.